בוקר אור ומבורך, רבותיי. It is that time of day where we get together and we discuss Hilchot Pesach. This being a exceptional year, being that we are in quarantine because of the virus, lo alein ve lo alechem. And we wish refuah shelema, of course, to all Chole Amo Israel. We have a list over here of the names. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we have them all in mind. En narifan lahem betoch she'ar Chole Amo Israel. Amen. So there is a question that some of our members are asking. We'll try to put some clarity to it today. The halakha writes in Ilchot Pesach. We saw it at the end of the Rama brought it down. That it's a mitzvah to take a haircut before the holiday. It's a mitzvah to shave. It's a mitzvah to bathe before the holiday of Pesach. That's one of the preparations that we make for Yom Tov. The Rama writes it at the end of Taf Ayin Bet. Umitzvah lirchos v'legaleach be'erev Yom Tov. ולדבוש בגדים נעים כמו בשבת. רק השבת. So he says, לגליה. The Mishnah Berurah says, וידבול, if you can make tevila also. Fine. So, especially when it comes to taking a haircut erev Pesach, it's more significant because it's followed by Yemei Sfira. And we know that during the times of Yemei Sfira Ta'omer, so one is not allowed to take haircuts. Maran writes that in also the Minhagim of Sfira Ta'omer. Nohagim Shelo Lisa Isha, that's Halakha Aleph, and Taf Tzadigiman. Bet says, Nohagim Shelo Lehistaper. עד לג לעומר, שאומרים שאז פסקו מלמות, ואין להסתפר עד יום לד בבוקר. אלא אם כן, חל יום לג ערב שבת, שאז מסתפרים בו מפני כבוד השבת. So Maran says that the custom is by the Sfaradim that they don't take haircuts until lad, למדל לעומר, in the morning, unless lag falls out on a Friday. If lag falls out on a Friday, so then Maran was matir to take haircuts on Friday, lichbod Shabbat. So we have another issue that comes up this year. Being that we're in quarantine, and being that even if we're able to get out, the barbers are closed. So for most people, we're not going to be able to take haircuts before the Hag. Assuming that things get back to somewhat normalcy during Yemei Sefira, before Lad La'omer, would there be a heter for those that you know the hair is uncomely, especially if they're going to start going back to work, Be'ezrat Hashem, would there be a heter for those people to take haircuts during Yemei Sefira, lechatechila? Do we have room to be lenient with them, the chetachila, because of the situation that we're in now? Now, of course, there's always hashkahat peratit in the world. As I was preparing this yesterday, because I do believe that this is a concern of many of our members, one of the community members, as I'm preparing it, calls me up and says he has a barber that he knows and he was in quarantine and he's okay and he can come to your house right now and give you a haircut for the holiday. So look at that. The zechut of, I guess, preparing the Divrei Torah brought me a barber to my house. Actually, outside we did it, and I was able to take a haircut. Baruch Hashem, lichbod Shabbat, v'lichbod Yom Tov. But again, that's en sumchim ala nes. We have to be practical. So the question then is, what are we going to tell our members? So we begin with what Maran writes in Taf Kuf Lamed Aleph, Seif Dalet. Seif Dalet Maran says, Ve'elu Megalchin Bamo'ed. He's not talking about Sefirat Omer here. He's talking about that we know that Maran writes in Taf Kuf Lamed Aleph Alachabet, En Megalchin Bamo'ed. Afilu Im Gilei Akodem Mo'ed. That we're not allowed to shave or take haircuts on Chola Mo'ed. Even if somebody shaved and took a haircut before Chol HaMoed, doesn't matter. Even though Maran writes Megalchin, which means shaving, the Mishnah Berurah says V'Hadin Sipur HaRosh. Ela Shedarkan Haya LeGaleach. So it's the same thing. So there's no haircuts on Chol HaMoed, as we know. There's no shaving on Chol HaMoed. However, Maran in Dalet writes, Ve'elu Megalchin Bamo'ed. There are certain people that the halacha permits to take haircuts on Chol HaMoed. Mishi yatsa mebet ha-shivya. So that means if somebody was being held in captivity, Ve'lo ayalo penai legaleyach kodam ha-mo'ed. Which means, let's say they let him out right before the Hag started, and he didn't have a chance. There wasn't time enough for him to take a haircut. So that is permissible. Umishi yatsa mebet ha'asurim. And also somebody that was let out of jail. Afilu haya havush biyad Yisrael. So even if he was being captive, held in jail by a Jew. Shayu manichim lo legaleach. V'chena menudeh. Somebody that was in Nidui, and somebody that's in Nidui, excommunicated, is not allowed to take a haircut. Shetiru lo baregel. And they allowed, they took off his Nidui on the regel. Chemi shenadar shelo legaleach. Or somebody made a neder that he's not going to be taking haircuts. V'nish'al al nidro baregel. And he was able to now get a heter on the regel with hataran edarim from a rabbi. So all these cases, Maran writes, that it's permissible. V'chen abam memedinat hayam, guy comes from overseas, and he came erev rega, there wasn't any time for him to take a haircut. So these are the heterim that we have for Chol HaMoed. So it sounds like from here that there is dispensation that when somebody is in, a situation where he wasn't able to take the haircut from before, like the example of somebody that was bebet asurim, or for that matter, these people that are anus. You know, the guy was anus. The guy wasn't able to take a haircut because of this quarantine. So it sounds like he should be able to even take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. But we don't want to discuss Chol HaMoed haircuts now. But for sure it seems that we should be able to be lenient for him on Sefirat HaOmer. Because clearly Sefirat HaOmer's haircut is much more lenient than the Chol HaMoed haircut. That's clearly mentioned by the Bi'ur Halakha in Siman Tav Tzadik Gimel. Bi'ur Halakha writes, on this halakha that we read, Nuhagim Sholo Lehistaper B'Sfirat HaOmer, Umikol Makom, Otam HaMutarim Lehistaper B'Chol HaMoed, Kebesiman Tav Kuf Lamed Alef, Yesh Lomar, Degam B'Sfira Shari, Delo Adif M'Chol HaMoed. So here you go, you have the Biur Halakha, he's actually quoting a Pri Megadim that says, if you have a Heter for Chol HaMoed, it should go without saying that you have the same Heter on Sefirat HaOmer. Sefirat HaOmer is not going to be more hamur than Chol HaMoed, especially that we know that Maran himself uses the Lashon over here, Nohagim Shelo Lehistaper. And when it comes to Chol HaMoed, he says, En Megalhin. So Chol HaMoed is Isur Medina, Chol HaMoed is Asur Medina, and Sefirat HaOmer is Minhag. So whatever will be lenient by Chol HaMoed, certainly we can be lenient by Sefirat HaOmer. And therefore, since we see in these cases over here where you have, honest cases, for example, the guy that came out of jail and all the cases that we mentioned above, so if Chol HaMoed is permissible, so certainly Sefirat HaOmer. Hacham Avadya Alav HaShalom, in Hazon Avadya Yom Tov, on Daf Resh Samech Bet, in the footnote Mem Tet, he brings down from a Sefer Shut Mishpatim Yesharim. Mishpatim Yesharim is from Rabbi Rafael Berdugo, Zichrono Levracha, that he says that he was matir lemaaseh lemishi yasa mebet haasurim bimei sefira. The guy came out of jail during yemei sefira. Kavachom nemechol hamoed, and he said kavachom nemechol hamoed. So Rabbi Rafael Berdugo actually gave a heter. It happened. I guess this is Morocco. They let the guy out of jail on sefirat haomer. Obviously, couldn't shave beforehand, and he was matir it. And when he gave the Sevara, he said, it's a Kal Vachomer, he said. That's even more than the Prima Gadim. He says, it's a Kal Vachomer. If you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed, so therefore certainly you should be able to do it on Sefirat HaOmer. Hacham Avadya is not so convinced of this Kal Vachomer. He says, L'Kaora Sarich Iyun, Dehatam Yesh Lomar, Dehainu Tama Mishum Kavod HaRegel Hetirum, Ma She'en Ken Hacha. Right, he's saying, the reason why they let you do it on Chol HaMoed is kavod the hag. So you should look kempt on the hag. But once already the hag is over, so maybe you don't have this heter. There's no din of kavod sefirat haomer. So therefore, he says initially that maybe it's not such a good heter. But then he comes along and says, he comes and says, "Mekol makom lahalacha nireish yesh lehakel." Kevan shekol ze eno ela afilu isud rabbanan ela minhag be'alma kadaim mekidim nesmok alahem nedina. So then he says, "Sevara, listen. Bottom line, you have to make the chalut between what's isud min adin and what's isud only mita'am minhag." And since Sefirat HaOmer is only Asur Mita'am Minhag, if we're going to allow something on Chol HaMoed to haircut, then you have to allow the same heter on Sefirat HaOmer. That's the way he concludes. And therefore, he agrees with Rabbi Rafael Berdugo. That was Matir, the guy that came out of prison on Sefirat HaOmer, to take a haircut. The only problem that we have is what Maran writes in Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph, In Halakha Gimal, it poses a big problem to everything we said. Afilu imaya anus umepenekach lo gileach be'ereb yom tov eno megaleach be'moed. So here we says Maran that even if a person was anus, circumstances, anus, extenuating circumstances, it wasn't his fault, and that's why he didn't shave on before the holiday. Ena megaleyat, anus is not a heter. V'huadin the misha yacholev and itrapeh b'moed. But even somebody that was sick, and because he was sick, he couldn't take a haircut before the holiday. That's the Rashba's opinion. The Rashba says that if somebody that was sick, why couldn't he take a haircut before holiday? It seems that they believed if you take a haircut, it just brings more the sickness on him more. So the custom in those days was a sick person wouldn't take a haircut. So the Rashba says, If that was included, why didn't the Mishnah write it? The Mishnah gave you cases. Yatzah bebet asurin, mishu haya b'shevya, misha asa neder. The Mishnah could have said misha haya chole. So from the fact that the Mishnah didn't say it, the Rashba learns that it's asur, and that's Maran's opinion, that even an onus like that, that a person was chole v'nitrapeh b'moed, is not going to be enough. There was a question that was asked to Hacham Avadya in the Sefer She'elot u'Tshuvot Me'en Omer. These were questions that were asked to Hacham Avadya ba'al peh. They weren't written down, and he answered. And the question I asked to Hacham over there was, is that somebody that was in the hospital, lo aleinu v'lo aleichem, 2 weeks before Pesach, can he shave on Chol HaMoed now? We'll take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. He came out now. He was in the hospital. He couldn't take a haircut before. Is it permissible? Well, we know that like Chol HaMoed, there's no heter. So Hacham Avadya says, yistaper b'rosh chodesh. Interesting. He didn't give him a carte blanche heter to take a haircut on Sefirat HaOmer. He told him, okay, there's some that are lenient that you could take haircuts on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. The poskim bring down in Taf Tzadi Gimal, where Maran brings it in Halakha Gimal. Yesh nohagim lestaper b'Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Yesh nohagim, although Maran says v'ta'utu. That's fine. But in this case over here, where he had chole before, so Hacham Avadya was lenient until that. But what do you see over here? That onus is not enough, reason. So now we really have to make an analysis if we could find some sort of heter. Well, let's read the Mishnah Berura for a second. Afilu haya anus. Mishnah Berura gives the examples of anus. Kegon shene'ebad lo aveda be'erev haregel. Okay, ne'evad lo aveda. So he was so busy before the regel looking for his aveda that was lost that he didn't have a chance to take a haircut. That's considered onus. V'chi aygavna, share onsin. He says lebad hamibuarim lehetev sefim sha'areze. He says besides the other onsim, because the chaura in halakha dal these are also onsim, a guy in jail. And the guys in captivity, he says, "Dahani onsim mefursamim v'giluyim lakol." So, now Mishnah Berurah has to split the hairs over here. What's the difference between the onsim in halakha dalet that you said elu megalchin b'moed? She says, "Oh, those are onsim mefursamim v'giluyim lakol." Who she ifshar lehem legalem mekodem, aval she'ar onsim. It's not well known, these onsim. Therefore, people will use these other onsim as excuses because it's not mefursam. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah wants to make that chiluk. Sounds like from here, the whole thing hinges on what's the level of pirsum of the onis. So a guy loses a lost object, so who knows that he lost the object? So that becomes, you know, everybody can now start making excuses he needs a heter to shave on Chol HaMoed. Losing an object, not everybody knows about. It's not mifursam lakol. But somebody was in jail and let out. That type of heter cannot be abused because everybody knows that he was in the jail. And it's mefursam, and they cannot come along and you know, use that as an excuse. It's only things that are very, 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 well known. The question then is, l'chaura, somebody that's sick and comes out of his sickness, seemingly when people are sick, it's mefursam. Or better, when a person makes a neder and now gets a hatara on Chol HaMoed, how mefursam is that? And we said that it's okay, that if the person finds a heter on Chol HaMoed from the neder, they may not take a haircut, that's permissible. So this geder of mefursam is, it's hard to apply to every one of the cases. Yes, I understand the guy in captivity, call it mefursam, guy in jail, call it mefursam. Somebody in nidui, for sure, that's mefursam. You know, they blow the shofar, they put him in harem, nidui, everybody knows, the whole community. But a guy who makes a neder and now wants to make hatara, is that mefursam? And the opposite. Somebody that's sick and gets better, the chaura, that is mefursam. So it's a very critical shara siyun over here. It's the Mishnah Brura. In the shara siyun zayin. So he says, he says that that which he quoted in the Mishnah Berura, the Hani Unsin Mefursamim VeGiluyim, it's a he'atek from the Rashba, from the Ritba. And as you're going to see, that the way the Mishnah Berura is explaining it, when he says Mefursamim, does not mean Mefursamim, meaning it's well known. Because he's saying that's the Rashba, that's the Ritba I'm quoting. And if you'll see the way the Ritba understands it, it's not a din in mefursam necessarily. He says, "Umiyusha v'anyan bedvarav." D'shar poskim she'atiku rak ata mishum da'aveda eno davar mefursam. If, like the other poskim, they said the reason why aveda is not considered a heter because it's not mefursam, like those poskim, kashetuva. Right, guy made a neder. Is it mefursam that he made a neder? And now he's getting hatara? When a guy makes a neder, he made it before Heshia, but he knows he made a neder. And when he gets the heter, in front of one rabbi. And still we come along and say that that's okay. Somebody that was sick and got better on Chol HaMoed. Everybody knows he wasn't in shul on the holiday. They all know he was sick. So therefore, the Bi'ur Alach, the Shara Siyun saying, those that just brought the reason of Mefursam and the way we understood it means, meaning it's well known, that formula is not going to work when you plug it into all the cases.
Dehaneha onis atzmo hu davar galui ubarur.
It's conclusive, it's revealed, it's clear, shelo haya beefsharlo. It's clear, not necessarily has to be publicized, but it's something that it's clear without a doubt that he had no way to do it otherwise, take a haircut. It's not conclusive, the onus. Asru, then everybody can come along. A guy lost an aveda, so it's conclusive for sure that he cannot take a haircut. There's room to now all of a sudden say, yeah, I was busy with an aveda. That itself, in itself, losing an aveda is not a reason to say you can't take a haircut. Although you could use it as an excuse, of course, and that's what the Achim were worried about. Even somebody that's sick, he says, mi she'avdu lo aveda, then he says, v'gam maharambam is mashma like that, the ikar mishum dhani bevaday i'efshad lahim. Guy in jail, vaday yevshan lahem. Nobody's going to say, well, you could have. We could have, but he's in jail. He's in captivity. What are you going to say? He couldn't. He says, ve'lo mepna persum, ve'lachen at ishapin namidin dechole, she'en ze onis muhlat. Right, a sick person. Guy can come along. Who knows what type of sick? A guy's a headache. Maybe he could take a haircut. Maybe it's not so, you know, a conclusive that he couldn't take a haircut. So anything that's not, you know, clear cut, the type of onus, a guy in nidui cannot take it. A guy made a neder, finished. I don't care if anybody knows about it, but a neder is a neder. Neder, you're blocked. There's no heter to take a haircut if you made a neder against it. You're locked. It's like you're in prison. It's not like somebody comes along and has a We'll call it an arbitrary onus. Ah, I was busy looking for an avedah. Well, does that mean you couldn't take a haircut? Even if you say something that was sick. It's not so pashut that you just say, because the guy was sick, that also makes him, an honest muhlat. Even though it might be mefursam. Oh, so now we see a new geder. Very important shara siyun, because I'm sure if you don't read the shara siyun, you'll make a mistake when you read the Mishnah Berura here. Because the Mishnah Berura's lashon is a little misleading, because it says in the Mishnah Berura, the hani onsim mefursamim v'giluyim lakol. The way I read it at first, mefursamim means it's well known. But the Shara Siyun is telling me, no, I don't mean mefursamim. Because mefursamim, well known, is not going to answer. It means more muhlatin. It's more conclusive and definitive that the onus locks them from a haircut. But if the onus is not a conclusive onus that takes away the haircut necessarily, then you could abuse it. Everybody can start saying, oh, I was busy doing this, I was busy doing that, I wasn't feeling well, I was under the weather, I couldn't. Now, jail, it's it. Nobody can argue with that. Neder, nobody can argue with that. Oh, so now once we have the geder of the different type of onsim, let's go back to our situation that we're in now. Our situation that we're in now, first of all, it's mefursam. If you're going to go with the mefursam reason, the regular reason that most poskim bring down, you know, this is something that is well known. The whole world knows about it. People are watching the news all day long. Everybody knows that everything is shut down. Everybody knows that everybody's in quarantine. And everybody knows that we have, you know, strict limitations. So there's nothing to talk. This is definitely world mefursam. It's been mefursam for the past month. Furthermore, I would say that this is also muhlat. This is conclusive. Which means, what do you think? If a guy's locked in his house and he can't go out, and the barbershops we know are closed, so therefore this is a situation, unless the guy is going to give himself a haircut himself, which most people are not capable of doing it, or he'll get lucky that some barber will knock on his door and say, I want to do your chesed, which is not the common case. So I think it's clear in this case that everybody is in a situation where it's conclusive that it's like we're confined, that we cannot take a haircut. I think that the Ritba will agree that our situation is an onus muhlat. And of course it is mefursam. What are we going to say? Well, you were confined, the barbers were closed. Yeah, but you could have. You could have what? There's no options. So therefore, there would be definite room to be mekel, at least to take a haircut on during Sefirat Ta'omer. Now, Rabbi Bitan, may live and be well, presents yet another argument that could be added to this discussion. And he wants to say that maybe a quarantine is exactly the case of Beta Asurim. Forget about coming from the heter of onus, muhlat. Maybe it's a heter of, we're in jail. Listen, the government is quarantining. In some places, they're giving fines. If people come together, they gave fines to people and summons, they get together to make a wedding, more than a few people, and they're patrolling, and they're sending out all sorts of decrees. They don't want people to go from one state to another state, and they're going to patrol them and fine them as well. So the government is limiting the movements to a certain degree, as best as they can, of the people. So he is convinced to say that it's possible that this is considered already a heter of beta asurim. As a result of that, it seems that it would be clear that those that were unable to take haircuts before the Hag, once we're out of this, Be'ezat Hashem, and if we come out during Sefirat Ta'omer before Lad, it would clearly be permissible to take a haircut, L'chatechila, for those that need it, and I'm sure people are going to need it, especially the hair is very long, it affects the tefillin, they got to go back to work. Especially that we know, as a side point, minhag halab, that they weren't so careful, at least on shaving during Chol HaMoed. So there were leniencies like that. So for sure, there would be room to be lenient. If a person wants to be a little extra mahmir, that when the Omer comes, and we're let out of this, and the barbers are open, to wait till Erev Shabbat. Okay, to be a little extra, because Achav Avadiyah brings down in the Nechot Yom Tov, that some have leniencies for Erev Shabbat, although he was talking about shaving over there. But nonetheless, we'll apply it to taking haircuts. But again, if everybody's going to rely on Erev Shabbat, the barbers are going to be jammed. So maybe there's definitely room to be mekel, to take haircuts on the rest of the days. But it should be pointed out that once he finishes taking the haircut, he should keep the hair until whatever day he normally keeps it. Lag, you know, whatever the day is. You should take one haircut, and that's it. Last but not least, there's an interesting teshuvah. Yesterday we talked about the great Rabbi Chacham Yosef David, Abedin in Saloniki. And he says that in the year 5486, Lag Ba'Omer came out on a Friday. Now, we learned already that Maran holds, if Lag Ba'Omer comes out on a Friday, so they allow you to take a haircut on Friday, Lichbod Shabbat. So the case over there was in Saloniki. It seems the army was going to come in to the town that day. There was some war or something happening with soldiers and war and things like that. So they asked the Bet David, can they take the haircut on Thursday night? So he came along and he said, yeah, it's the same day, Lichbod Shabbat. Therefore, you have the same heter of Lichbod Shabbat. Now, he didn't come along and give a heter of Ones over there. Why didn't he just say, hey, there's a war? And therefore, you could, because in that case, this did not happen of people that didn't shave before the holiday. These people shaved before the holiday. This was a case where they shaved before holiday, now they wanted to have a heter, you know, a night earlier. So there we have a Hilchot Shabbat issue. Here, our case is different. In this case, even the Bet David could be matir because of Ones, because we didn't do it before. And listen, in truth, there should probably be a heter if this ends on Chol HaMoed, let's say. I'm sure you're thinking about that. Why is the rabbi only saying Omer? Let's say this finishes on Chol HaMoed. Seemingly, it should be permissible based on what we're saying, that it should even be allowed to shave on and take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Again, this is where the source is. These on seem are mufursamim u'muhlatim, and that's a tir for Chol HaMoed. But for Chol HaMoed, even Rabbi Bitan did not want to go that far. He said, unless, you know, he finds, you know, the Gedolei HaPoskim that will agree with him. But legabei Sefirat HaOmer, that anyway is a minhag. And the Prima Gadim said already that whatever we can be mekel on Chol HaMoed, certainly we can be mekel on Sefirat HaOmer. So therefore, for sure, there's room to be lenient. Therefore, halakha l'maaseh rabotai, if our members are not fortunate to take a haircut, whether by a barber or a self-haircut, before the hog shaving we can do ourselves, so there's not going to be a heter for that. But when it comes to the haircuts, if we're free, Be'ezat Hashem, by then, and the barbers will be open, we will be lenient for our members to take haircuts even before Lad La'omer. Okay, we'll stop here.